Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Playmakers brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Comfort Heating Cooling. This is the show that you call up with your sports thoughts and feelings. Call up 424-2600. We got a half an hour to hang out. Call up and let us know what you're thinking about. High school football action, college, season kicked off this week officially. NFL right around the corner. Major League Baseball wrapping things up and getting closer and closer to finding out who's going to be going into the playoffs and who's winning these awards. All that kind of stuff coming up. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the South Oconee YMCA. We have Stacey Keevy and Aaron Hess joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, feel free to join us. Call up 424-2600. We want to hear from you. I thought we'd take a look to start things off. And just to let you guys know, this is a complete audible show. We're calling an audible here for this whole half an hour. We did have a guest that we were lined up to talk to. Some things came up. They are not able to join us this morning. So we're just rolling with the punches. It's live radio, baby. That's what happens. We're taking a look at our high school football schedule for our local Central Wisconsin teams. Looking in the Wisconsin Rapids area specifically. Assumption is taking on the Marathon Red Raiders at home this Friday. That game, all these games, of course, at 7. Manamawa is going to be traveling to Nakusa to take on the Papermakers this Friday. Pittsville Panthers heading to Pacelli to take on the Cardinals this Friday. And also in action this Friday, we will have Stevens Point Panthers traveling to Southwood County Field to take on the Red Raiders. 8 o'clock start time for that one. It looks like a little later start time for that. How are you guys feeling about your teams right now? Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to be able to or not. So Seth is going to be sitting in, I guess.
Sorry about that.
Just didn't know. So looking at a high school football schedule right now, while we're if anybody wants to call up, 424-26 otherwise, taking a look at the schedule, Friday's game with Point and Lincoln in Little Rapids here does look like a little bit of a later start time. Try to hammer that out as we go along. And as we get closer to knowing what our sports schedule here on our sister station and our station, WIRI and WFHR, we'll let you know as we get closer to that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we are talking sports before we get into Major League Baseball together, sure. Seth, I did kind of want to tease the audience a little bit without giving too much away. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of fun things going on sports-wise here at both of our stations.
We do, very much so.
Some unique things, some things that are kind of throwback, things that WFHR used to do for a very long time, but some stuff that we've never gotten to do, too, that we're very excited about doing.
That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons I was a little late coming in here, I was talking to Steph, and she's working out the details now for some very, we're getting a different sport on IRI coming up here very shortly, which is going to be very exciting and a lot of fun. So
I can't say it, but at the same time, I can't help not giving away a little bit. Like, it's a very local team.
Very local.
It involves a sport that we don't have on the radio very often.
That's true.
And it's a very, 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 very popular team in this area.
Yes, it is.
So excited. But things like that.
Yeah.
That we're developing, we're creating, along with Civic Media, of course, to be able to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, really excited about that.
Yes.
Very excited about being able to lean back into the sports here at the station. We never wanted to lean away from sports.
No.
We were kind of forced by that.
It's true.
Enjoying where we're going with that, and it's going to be fun. Stay tuned, everybody.
Yes, keep it tuned to this, because we got like tons of local stuff coming up, and of course Badgers and all that other stuff. So, but anyway,
we are your home. We're your Wisconsin Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
That is not going to change.
Nope.
The football season, the basketball season, all right here. Every game you'll be able to catch right here.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that.
Yep.
Also excited to offer free schedules. You guys come pick up a Lincoln High School schedule. Their sports season. I got volleyball, boys soccer, cross country. But girls golf, varsity football, JV football, JV2 football, girls tennis, girls JV tennis, no, girls swimming, diving. I mean, the whole schedule is right here. These schedules are great. Go right on your refrigerator or something.
Mm-hmm.
Come by, say hi, pick one up. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, James.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. and sports people are figuring that Aaron Judge could hit 6 feet 5 or more.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, the pace that guy is at, I heard a stat the other day. I didn't hear the whole stat. I don't know if it's just Yankees or if it was players, but nobody has had a hotter August mm-hmm. than Aaron Judd. Like, they mentioned Lou Gehrig. And, like, when your name's with Lou Gehrig in anything, that really says something.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah, I would like to be a pitcher and look over at the on deck circle and see Judge standing there.
Man, if I had to pitch, in Yankee Stadium, let alone to Aaron Judd, before I'm going out there, I'm calling my agent. I'm like, yeah, you can go ahead and see if you can get us some more money, man, because they're not paying me enough for this. They're not. Gary, always good talking to you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
You too.
You take care, sir. 424-2600 is the number to call, and I can't thank Gary enough because he actually just set me up perfectly. I want to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball mm-hmm. and look at the standings to make some predictions of who we think are going to make the playoffs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to start off actually with the MVP races. Ooh. I just think that's an easy, it's low hanging fruit. Let's be honest.
It's true.
An easy one.
Yep.
To kind of predict the, not to say that we can predict who's going to win, but mm-hmm. just that who we think might win.
Okay.
Now, let's look at American League real quick,
mm-hmm.
because Gary just set us up there with you know, Aaron Judd, who has got 60,000 home runs right now, great batting average.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing really good.
Yep.
He is, by all rights, having a pretty consensus, well, that's what an MVP looks like.
Yep.
And he's doing it in the Yankee uniform, whether yep. we like it or not. That matters to sports writers.
It does.
And all of this is great, Seth. And let's say that you're coming to me and you're in the Aaron Judd camp. You're like, Aaron Judd is the MVP, no question. My question to you then would be, what is Aaron Judd's ERA? How many wins does he have? Because my guy, not only does he have 30 home runs and all this other stuff, but yeah, he's also got like, it's Shohei Ohtani. Like, why are we even having a discussion? Why is this even a debate? How can you debate when the next best guy that we can have in the conversation doesn't just have like an on-base percentage that anybody in Major League Baseball would kill for, home runs and stolen bases and all these things?
Yep.
And oh yeah, he's got 11 wins on the season. For a horrible team.
I was going to say, you set me up so perfectly there. That was great. The reason you will not see Shohei Ohtani's name on there is because he plays for the Angels and they stink.
Yeah.
That's going to be the thing. Say, oh, the Yankees, yeah, have they been playing well lately? No. I have not seen a drop off like this in a long time.
Yeah.
But they're going to still make the playoffs. So they're a winning team. You've got a guy who could break the American League record of home runs.
Yeah.
It's going to be unanimous. In my opinion, I think it's going to be unanimous that Aaron Judge is going to be he's going to be the MVP.
I think that if this was last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was, or I should say if it was Shohei Ohtani's first year doing this, the glow and the pomp and circumstance of it, like he's like I would say the same thing, unanimous mm-hmm. MVP.
Yep.
We've never seen anybody like this.
Yep.
What Shohei Ohtani is doing is so incredible that the only person that you can comp him to is Shohei Ohtani from last year.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. That's the only comp you have. The whole Babe Ruth comparison went out the window, like, in the first, like, couple months of his career.
It's
really
Babe Ruth
insane.
Did throw 100 miles an hour. Let's just put that out there, you know.
Your point is kind of not just made, but mm-hmm. made in baseball history. We've seen this over the years. It's not too far-fetched anymore to see a Felix Hernandez win a Cy Young for the Mariners when they suck, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That happens from Jacob deGrom for the Mets,
right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
But you don't see MVPs of bad teams very often.
No, and there's a reason, and it's got this weird psychology to it. If you listen to baseball people talk about it, it's like, it's the most valuable player. Mm. That doesn't mean just that they're the best offensive player in the league. Mm. That it has, there has to be all this baggage that comes along
right,
with it.
Right.
I don't even know if that was the reason. You know, when the MVP first came out, like the 30s, I don't think they cared. They just said, oh, this guy's obviously the best player in the league. Let's just give him the MVP. But all this stuff has come with it now.
They may have been keeping track of errors, but there was no Golden Glove back then.
No.
There was none of that stuff. So the idea that it was about anything other than offense ever is silly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Every now and then a pitcher would do it because they have just such an amazing year. You have to give it to them. But other than that, it was basically the guy who drove in the most runs. I mean, that was what it was.
This is one of the things that I think NFL really gets right. Aaron Donald is is a game changer. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald literally changes games. Like, he can win or lose you a game.
Saw it all last year.
Yeah, you know. But it makes no sense to put him in the same conversation as Aaron Rodgers.
No.
You mm-hmm. know, they play not only completely different things, but their impact on the game is completely different. Aaron Donald, maybe he's got one or two touchdowns in his career, but he's not going to win you a game. Like, they say defense wins games. Yes, they do. But you have to score.
You still have to score more points than the other guy, right?
Yeah. Aaron Donald not going to be able to give you a lot of points.
No.
So the idea of having a defensive player of the year, mm-hmm. an offensive player of the year, an MVP, I think that it's almost the perfect setup that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the way every, you know, sport should do it, mm-hmm. having it that way. Because baseball does honor defense with the Golden Glove and those
yep,
things.
Sure.
You know, basketball has their all-defensive team. Hockey, same thing.
Yep.
But as far as, like, MVP, that kind of thing, like, I think that that's kind of cool. I think you should have a defensive MVP. You should have somebody, the Aaron Rodgers of defense kind of.
I agree 100%. Like, especially if you have a guy like that, that you can't deny that he can shift the whole game by himself.
In baseball, you're hard pressed to really focus in on just not on one or on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's offense. Mm-hmm. Nobody wins really baseball or wins an MVP award without some offense.
You need some.
Even when a pitcher has done it, a lot of the pitchers, and not all of them, I'm sure, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head of Fernando Valenzuela or you know, some of these guys that have done a Verlander. Mm-hmm. They may not have 20 home runs, but they got a couple. They got a good batting average. Yeah, so there's even a little offense in there. So
yeah, of course you can't do that anymore unless you're Shohei Ohtani, right?
That's right. The Ohtani rule.
Yep.
And AL, kind of clear cut. I mean, if it isn't Aaron Judge, it'll be Shohei Ohtani. Yep. I got to think. It's one of the two. NL, a little bit more cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, and Mookie Betts are the top three as far as Vegas and ESPN and a bunch of mm-hmm. people are saying. And really, I think any of those guys I could see doing it.
Yep.
Mookie Betts is probably my favorite player in baseball, so mm-hmm. I'm biased about this. we were just saying about defense and offense,
yep.
I don't know if there's a player I can think of that better personifies that than Mookie Betts.
Mm-hmm.
There's been countless games going back to his Red Sox days that he made this killer, like he saved a run in the outfield, and then his next at-bat got the game-winning run or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just one of those few, like, such a throwback player.
He reminds me of a Willie Mays type.
Yeah.
Definitely. He's not, and it's not just that he does it, all the stuff he's supposed to do. He does it with flair.
Yeah.
He does it with style, which I gotta, you know, I love that. I gotta live. Guys have style points as well, so.
Well, and I don't think we realized how spoiled we were when we were kids, mm-hmm. but back when we were kids, he has complete abandonment for his body. Like,
yeah,
Ken Griffey Jr. slamming himself up against the wall or whatever to make a catch, you know, mm-hmm. a great shortstop diving all out and just mm-hmm. all this. Like, we don't see this much anymore. We don't have that as much anymore.
Right.
There's not as many players. Like, there are usually when you see it, it's a young outfielder or a young infielder mm-hmm. who is still trying to make a name for themselves and, mm-hmm. and show that, hey, I belong in the MLB that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie Betts, I mean, he could retire right this second and walk into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
But he still does this. He goes all out for every play. It could be the second inning in a meaningless game in January, mm-hmm. and he's July, and he's still doing it.
I'd like to do just a quick moment to praise Paul Goldschmidt, who might be the quietest superstar in the game right now. He's a guy, I mean, he's one of those guys that's been so consistent throughout his career, and now he's having a season like he's never had before. Who knows Paul Goldschmidt, you know?
Right,
first of all, he was in Arizona for most of his career. Right. Now it's a little bit more. He's in St. Louis, so he gets a little more press there than he did. But still, he's just one of those guys he doesn't talk a lot. He's just a quiet guy, but he's having an amazing year. I mean, he's got a chance for the Triple Crown. I know that's, you know, maybe not as big as it used to be, but still, I think it's great. If he wins the Triple Crown, then there's no question he's going to win the MVP.
Yeah. He's also up there for a Gold Glove defense and mm-hmm. first baseman. And, I mean, he really has a legitimate chance not only at the MVP, but at what Seth's talking about with that Triple Crown. He could be the first to become the first NL player since Joe Medwick in 1937 to win the Triple Crown.
1937!
My God.
How big would that? And another Cardinal. Of course. But I have to say, the other thing, the sneaky thing I love about Paul Goldschmidt, and he still does it, he will steal a base.
Yes.
How many first basemen? And second of all, how many people who are now at his age? He's been around for a while. He will still steal a base, and I love that. I think that's so awesome.
I also don't think that – I think part of the reason he's good at that is because nobody, not even Paul Goldschmidt himself, expects him to be able to do this.
No, I know.
He does not look like it.
He doesn't.
All the other things you referenced along with that.
Yeah.
And yet sneaky fast.
Yep. Yep.
Not so much just sneaky fast. His stride.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great stride. When I was first really wanting to be great at stealing bases, I mean, Ricky is the GOAT. Ricky Henderson is one of my favorite players of all time, so I focused in a lot on him. But Ricky had literally like horse legs. Like, look at pictures of Ricky Henderson. How did he put those pants on?
I don't know.
His quads were the size of me. Like, so I kind of saw right away I was probably not going to be able to be like Ricky.
Yeah, right.
But a guy that I really loved but had a similar body type to me, Vince Coleman.
Mm.
I loved watching Vince Coleman, and I especially loved watching him steal a base because Vince was ruthless. Ricky was like in your face about it.
Yeah.
Like he'd be talking trash from first base and stuff. Vince Coleman, silent assassin, cold hearted, and just mean almost about it. Like ruthless.
Yes.
And a long stride. Go back and watch Vince Coleman had a long stride. And that's not how he normally ran the bases, but on a stolen base attempt.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom. He took advantage of his height. I wonder if that's what Paul Goldschmidt does.
I think he does. And I also I'm kind of reminded of I think it was Davey Lopes, who was another just amazing base stealer throughout his career.
Good reference.
Also one of the best base stealing teachers that there has ever been. He referenced it. It's not so much speed, because you can have guys who are very fast, but they're not good base stealers. You need to be smart. You need to be a good base runner. And I think that's what Paul Goldschmidt is. He's a very good base runner. Maybe not the fastest guy out there, but it doesn't matter. He's smart. He sees. He can pick out the right pitches. He knows what he's doing.
I think the most underrated thing in baseball is base running.
Absolutely.
Being intelligent at base running.
Oh, my gosh. And it's not just stealing bases. It's when to go to first to third. It's when to, you know, you're right. It's so important.
Do I got to tag up?
Exactly.
I mean, all the little things.
You've got coaches to help you. But in the end, the decision is yours. You can, you know, go with them or not. So, yeah.
I would take a guy with a lower batting average but better on base, like brain, than vice versa.
Yes.
Every day I would take that.
You can literally win games on the bases. You can do it, yes.
I mean, as long as we've been alive, Seth, we've been watching baseball for 40-some years, 30-some years.
Yeah.
And every season, what do we see? The knucklehead play of the guy getting caught in the pickle or something like that. Like, there's always a mishap on the base paths every year. There's a couple of them at least. So.
Oh, just something. This is kind of obscure, but I got to put it out there. If you go back to some of the biggest turning points in games, like big games in history, see what happened. Where did the turn happen? So many times it was on the base. Someone makes a mistake on the base path. They get picked off a third. And then all of a sudden the whole game changes. Everything just shifts. It's really remarkable.
For every World Series that we've seen with a Kirk Gibson fist pump, you know, and a big home run or something like that, that's not how 80% of them end.
Nope.
It's usually because of a defensive error or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Cubs almost lost a World Series because of it.
Like, yeah, that's right.
If Chris Bryant doesn't get down there for that ball, like, it's smart, like, little things in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Rizzo slips on the grass to get the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
And he just barely gets it out on time.
Mm-hmm.
And if Chris Bryant doesn't make that move as a good third baseman, Cubs may not win that World Series.
There was any number of chances that series, they get lost for a lot of different reasons. But another huge one. I mean, great point.
I like Joe Madden, but it seemed like Joe Madden was trying to lose that game, like that series. Like, and I actually like Joe Madden.
Yeah, me too. I
did too. That didn't. How about Cy Young? Let's take a look at that as we're wrapping the conversation up here, looking at the 2022 possible winners of these awards. In the AL, to me, as much as I love Dylan Cease, and I loved his mustache and his career or season that he's had, and Shohei Ohtani has been very impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just give it to Justin Verlander. Let's just give it to him, and let's own up to the fact that we didn't think Justin Verlander still had this in him.
I didn't. I honestly did not. I'm flabbergasted by the season he had. He'd thrown six innings in 2 years, and he comes back and does this. That's not fair.
keep this in mind. Justin Verlander is, but while we don't know if he's going to win the AL Cy Young for sure, mm-hmm. we know for darn sure he's comeback player of the year. Like, without yes. a doubt, there's nobody who's voting for anybody else other than that. So he could win AL MVP, Cy Young, and the comeback player.
That's never happened as far as I can tell. That would be amazing if that happened.
And he's 110. Yeah. In baseball.
In baseball years, yeah, he is.
In baseball years, he's 110 years old. I mean, that's... I'm a big Verlander fan. Mm-hmm. I really liked him when he was with the Tigers and everything. There's few times that sports gives this to us, mm-hmm. where we kind of get these, like, second acts, third acts.
Yes.
A lot of us as kids growing up in the 80s were spoiled with the third and fourth acts of Nolan Ryan. Like, where, like, you know, I remember, like, the first game I ever saw of Nolan Ryan's, yeah, we don't know how much longer we'll have Nolan Ryan. He pitched, like, another 10 years. Like,
exactly. Like,
it's crazy. Do you have a clear-cut favorite in the AL for Cy Young? Because I think Verlander's kind of got it.
I think Verlander's got it. And just because of the story as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not supposed to be about that, but it you know it is. Yeah, you know, everyone knows it is. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I like actually kind of that.
Yeah, it's a great story. We want to throw it out there. We want to celebrate guys like that. He's one of those once-in-a-generation talents. And we really need to celebrate guys like that who have those long careers. I love guys who take, you know, go on forever. I love those guys.
Well, I can't speak for others, but I know I'm appreciating every bit I get of Scherzer and Verlander, mm-hmm. these workhorses, because I don't know if I'm going to see it again.
Yep.
I don't know if baseball is going to let me see it again.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got kids nowadays that Sandy Alcantara or whatever.
He's like the one guy I could think of. Yeah, Alcantara. Yeah.
He's got a couple of complete games under yep. his belt, and probably could have more if you know, they didn't have the kind of like handcuffing they do to these pitchers.
Yeah. Yeah. But who else? He's like the only guy I can think of right now. Yeah.
And speaking of him, I think he's kind of the clear-cut favorite in the NL to win the Cy Young.
Yeah, for me, if I were a voting member for the Cy Young or MVP or whatever like that, especially for the Cy Young, there's a formula that a pitcher, Ryan Dempster, came up with, which was really great.
Great reference.
And for him, it's like, how much are they out there? You know, if you're going to pick a starting pitcher, you need a guy that's out there every, you know, fifth day now, mm-hmm. who throws lots of innings. And who does the quality starts, the number of quality starts. Sandy Alcantara, he's got, he doesn't have the most strikeouts. You know, everyone's obsessed with the strikeout now.
Yeah.
But he did all these other things. He pitched a ton. He led the league in innings by a wide margin. And these were not just, you know, throwaway innings. These were good innings that mm-hmm. he did. A couple of shutouts, you know, several complete games. He's got it for me. He's got it. Hands down.
Do you have any clue? I don't even feel confident enough to ask who you think's going to win it. Do you have any clue or any confidence in who will even end up in the World Series?
No.
I have none.
I've got nothing. Nothing at all. Right. If I were going to throw just a crazy guess out there, I'm going to say the Seattle Mariners.
There you go. Yeah.
Why not? They've never been to the World Series. Yeah, Let's throw them in there. Let's get them in there.
It's a good a guess as any.
Yeah, right.
Because if you just look at the standings and mm-hmm. everything, it looks like, well, the Yankees have had a pretty good team. But yep. if you've been paying attention, as mm-hmm. Seth said earlier,
right.
they've had a really rough month and a half here.
Yeah, it's been brutal for Yankees fans, for the rest of us.
And if we know exactly. Yes. The Yankees are only 5 games up over Tampa and 5.5 over Toronto, who Toronto's got to be one of the more disappointing teams this season.
Yes. They've really turned it around lately.
Yeah.
But still, I think they should have played better. But then the Yankees played above their talent, I think, for the first couple of months of the season as well. I think they're down to earth now with where they should have been. You know,
especially considering the pitching. I think the pitching really overplayed their hand a little bit early in the season.
Yeah, they've come down to where they should be, basically.
I don't want to even look at the AL Central, but we have to. Cleveland just did, you know, running the game. Cleveland's up a game over Minnesota and 2 games up over the White Sox.
Jeez. How sad. How sad the Central is.
I wish Tony La Russa well, but I hope he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
I really don't.
After this season.
Being honest.
I agree. Get someone else.
AL West, Houston leading the Mariners by 11 games. They kind of run away with that one.
Yep.
I'm really hoping that the Mariners get in with the wild card.
I do, too. The Blue Jays, the Mariners, I think that would all be great for baseball to get teams like that in there. Yep.
Mets are a game up over Atlanta. That is that may be the most fun series.
That's going to come down to the wire. Yeah. So,
Dodgers, 20 games up over San Diego. But... NL Central, always interesting. Mm-hmm. Every year, back-to-back interesting years.
Yep.
St. Louis probably going to win it, but Milwaukee's still in the running for this, 7.5 games out.
Yep, so they're running out of time, but they can still do it. It's been done before.
Go Brew Crew.
Go Brewers!
Thanks a lot for hanging out with us, everybody, and thank you for the phone call, Seth. Appreciate you sitting in.
No problem.
We'll get into Morning Magazine coming up with the South Oconee YMCA right now on WFHR.